Melbourne is on the cusp of a traffic nightmare. I was speaking to someone prior to the second wave last year when they was contemplating that people might return to work, who said that modelling showed that due to people being gun-shy about catching public transport, that they would hop in their car, that a trip from Mulgrave to the city would take 2.5 hours. Jonathan Spear, Deputy Chief Executive at Infrastructure Victoria. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Have you got any data on this?
Yes, we have. We've been looking at how people are likely to get around the city as we move to this new COVID normal environment. And what we've found is that if we keep on the path of having a preference to drive everywhere and not using public transport like we used to, we're going to have much worse congestion. In particular, in the sort of inner Melbourne, around the CBD and the suburbs close around, we're looking at having about 15% more driving around that area. That's about 100,000 more car trips every day on top of what we had pre-COVID.
Okay, so what you're asking people to do...
Very slow.
Yeah, Jonathan, what people need to do is to imagine what the traffic was like and then imagine it being 15% worse, which would be horrendous. Are there any solutions?
Yeah, there are. We've identified three main solutions. One is staggering the days and the times that people come to work, where we've got an opportunity to do that. Second thing is having cheaper fares for public transport when we travel off-peak to encourage people to stagger the times they travel. And the third thing is having more safe, separated cycling lanes, so where people can get on their bike instead of driving on public transport, they're able to do that.
So, Jonathan, they all sound like awesome ideas. My solution has been to get a scooter, an electric one. So I'm imagining that the sales of that machine has gone up a lot around the world. What's the plans with electric scooters?
Yeah, so electric scooters and also bikes too are both things that we know have been, you know, selling hot in the stores. And where the scooters are allowed to ride in those separated bike lanes, then that will be helpful as well, because, you know, the safety of that is important as well as for cyclists. And, you know, if we can do these things about, you know, staggering the times we come to work and moving to scooters or bikes or walking, that'll reduce the congestion on the roads. It'll maximise our ability to actually socially distance on public transport. And it'll mean that we're setting ourselves up for, you know, better habits and a better way of getting around the city than we did pre-COVID, getting some of the good things that we've had out of this last year that's been pretty challenging for everyone.
Jonathan, we had a discussion in the office yesterday after we finished on air. Russell was telling us about the time he caught the Eurostar from London to Paris and it stopped halfway and the driver came on and said, "We've stopped and I don't know why."
It was a bit frightening.
That then morphed into a discussion of what's your favourite megastructure in the world, such as a tunnel. Jonathan Spear, expert in infrastructure, what's your favourite bit of infrastructure in the world?
Gee, that's a tough one, guys. I do love the Tokyo Metro system. Yeah. That is really pretty cool.
They've had the Shinkansen. Since the 1960s.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. They've got a very big population and they spent a lot of money on it. But that Tokyo Metro system is amazing.
I love it.
And yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I remember catching a helicopter once to do a tour from Las Vegas to do a tour of the Grand Canyon. And the thing that knocked me out was the Hoover Dam.
Oh, wow, yeah. Incredible bit of infrastructure, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely is. And look, we've got some great infrastructure in Melbourne. You know, our tram and train and bus systems, you know, are really good compared to a lot of places in Melbourne. And we've got to make sure that we use them. And really what we're arguing in this research that we've done is that we should feel confident about getting back on public transport if we can all follow the public health advice, wear the masks and to socially distance. And if we can have some flexibility about the days that we work and that the times that we come to work, that'll really help with that.
Quick question, Jonathan. Quick question. Yeah. Only yesterday I was wondering, does Melbourne have the most extensive tramway system in the world?
As I understand it, we do, yes.
And, you know, one man saved it, Jonathan. Because Brisbane had one, Sydney had one, and they pulled it out and replaced it with buses. And is his name Rossiter or someone's got to look it up. One man saved our tram network. I hope there's a statue of him.
Oh, he needs a stadium.
Jonathan, lovely to talk with you. Jonathan Spear, Deputy Chief Executive at Infrastructure Victoria. Great Wall of China. Be hard to beat as a bit of infrastructure, would it not? Many thanks to Jonathan.
Don't throw those bloody spears at me.
I knew that was coming. For joining us today. Instant Radio Solutions time, 96900693. I'm going to find out who is the man, because I've mentioned him a couple of times, and it's shameful that I always have to remind myself of his name.